What's going on, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Triggered. This is Triggered, episode number 540 here on Wednesday, December 4th. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving weekend. A lot of news going on, so a lot to get into today. First, this morning, in a wild story out of New York City, the United Healthcare CEO was fatally shot in an apparent hit. It was
a, it was a hit.
They're looking for the suspect. No leads as of yet, as far as we know. But the video is crazy. I mean, the guy just pulls up and just
shoots
puts
him
a couple
in the leg,
rounds into him,
shoots him in the stack, and then just finishes him off, and then hops on a bike and skedaddles.
Yeah. So no no word on the motive yet. Apparently, the CEO had been getting threats. He was there for the Investors Day in New York, and there was rumors of a potential merger. So we'll see. Very interesting.
It's like Michael Clayton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Over the weekend, the thing that we said many times on this show would exactly happen happened when Joe Biden pardoned his son Hunter after saying, you know, however many hundreds of times that he wouldn't do that. Yeah. We said that it would happen right after the election, and it took a few weeks, but here we are. So none of you were surprised if you listen to this show very often, but a lot of people were, and of course, you know.
Well, only the usual suspects were.
Yeah, yeah. Were two standards for Democrats, and you know, that's just how it goes. But we'll see. There's some rumors there's going to be a lot of big pardons coming next, potentially Jim Biden, the president's brother.
That has to happen.
Well, he was involved in the whole
scheme. It was the three of them. He has to. It has to happen. And it's not just for the gun and the tax evasion charges. It's for everything and anything that occurred between 2014 and 2024.
Yeah.
So it's like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder what was happening back then.
Really, exactly.
Yeah, we all know.
They
China,
should bring
the
him
guy.
Up, and I've been seeing rumors. They want to still bring him up for some hearings.
Yeah, that's
now
not
he
happen.
Can't because he can't plead the fifth anymore. He can now just
well, that's
he,
true.
He
I
has,
guess
he has to say there's no there fear of criminal prosecution, so just spew it out.
There was a rumor that Joe Biden was not going to do it, and then Hunter threatened to write a tell-all book. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's
that
pretty.
That sounds like
something Hunter would do. Yeah. let's see what else we got here. A lot of stuff going on with the Trump cabinet picks. Of course, I think I'm not sure if by the time we recorded the last episode, if Gates had withdrawn yet, but Matt Gates did withdraw and replaced with Pam Bondi, who I think is a great pick.
Great pick. Yeah.
But a lot of the fire right now is on the great Pete Hegseth. And basically what they're doing is they're running the Kavanaugh playbook to a T, hurling all kinds of just bullshit allegations and lies made up about him.
I mean, it is the same. I mean, the sexual misconduct allegations and the heavy boozing.
Yep.
It's the exact same
literal
thing.
Same thing. Yep. And so, you know, I could tell you exactly why this is occurring. This is all the military industrial complex right here.
Yeah.
This is them scared to lose all their fat cat contracts.
Yeah, the gravy train's ending with this.
And so there's a direct threat to their livelihood. So, of course, they're going to do anything within their power, and they have great power to do these kinds of things. And so it looks like that they're going to fight this one out, and I really hope they do, and he should be confirmed. And any GOP senator who does not vote to confirm him should face the consequences on this, because it's absolute bullshit. It's time that these red state senators grow a spine. It's really something. So we, of course, will keep full coverage of that for you at townhall.com as the story continues to evolve. I think Hegseth's going down to meet with President Trump tomorrow.
Yep.
There was some rumors of him being potentially replaced, but then President Trump this morning said he called Pete and told him to keep fighting.
Keep fighting, yeah.
So we will see what's going on there. Another great pick, Peter Navarro, going back to the White House for a second Trump term. He's going to be senior counselor for trade and manufacturing. He's awesome. He did hard jail time for us. Remember, he spent 4 months in federal prison for refusing to comply with a subpoena from House Democrats during their January 6th witch hunt. And he was released the morning of the RNC and went and spoke in Wisconsin, if many of you remember. But I love him. You know, he was a political prisoner for us, for the MAGA movement, and he definitely deserves this job. So congratulations to him. Some other things going on. The DEA pick, he nominated Florida Sheriff Chad Cronister to lead the DEA. He's the sheriff of Hillsborough County, but then he got significant pushback and pulled out. So, and then I think he replaced him with someone good. The pick for NASA, SEC, and a whole bunch of lower-level cabinet positions have all been tremendous, too.
Yeah. Got some crypto bros in there.
Yeah, well, the new head of the SEC is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's such an upgrade from Gensler. I mean, Gensler was a piece of shit. I mean, just the fact that we're now going to have a great Treasury Secretary in Scott Bessent and a great SEC Commissioner, I think is the title.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable for the country because those two losers, Yellen and Gensler, were destroying our country. Let's see. Down to the southern border. Things are already improving at the southern border because of Trump's threats in recent days against Mexico and Canada to impart tariffs. If both of them did not improve, not just the situation at the border, because the northern border doesn't get a lot of coverage, but it was a f***ing mess too.
Yeah.
There was tons of drugs and illegals pouring in through the northern border as well. But Mexico now has agreed to stop the flow of illegal immigrants. Very interesting that Trump and the Mexican president, she's a real by the way. I don't know if you've been following what's going on. She's a real socialist. Yeah. They have effectively closed the southern border. Mexican police have already broken up massive migrant caravans of illegals.
They took that tariff threat.
Oh, very seriously.
Took the tariff threat to get that dialogue
and
going.
And just today, I think the Mexican government seized 20,000 pounds of fentanyl that was about to cross the southern border.
Oh, my God.
So
things
are already working there. Up on the northern side, Trump threatened Trudeau with massive tariffs and told him that if they don't stop ripping off the country, he was going to put these massive tariffs in place. And told him if they can't pay them that they could become the 51st state, which the libs melted the f*** down over.
I know.
It's like, it was a joke.
Guys. Yeah. Even the fact that the ambassador, the Canadian ambassador to the U.S. had to be like, it was, you know, it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And these two like each other, apparently. It's like the odd couple.
Yep. Trump's border czar is already working hard before he even has the job.
I can't wait.
Tom Homan down there went and visited the southern border. He also released a video with Dr. Phil today, which was hilarious.
Dr. Phil these days has been off the rails. I love it.
So they're getting the ball rolling. They're making moves already to make America great again before they're even in office. And we are now 46 days, I believe, 46 or 47 days from the inauguration of President Trump, which is bound to be an absolutely tremendous day.
I love how he's threatening to throw, like, Democrat, like, mayors in jail.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty much.
Oh, I didn't see this. We do have the clip, in case you haven't heard it. I mean, you probably have by now, but the clip of Trump's response to Trudeau about tariffs. Take a listen.
And tonight we're getting some new details about that Trump-Trudeau dinner from two people who were at the table. We are told that when Trudeau told President-elect Trump that new tariffs would kill the Canadian economy, Trump joked to him that if Canada can't survive without ripping off the U.S. to the tune of $100 billion a year, then maybe Canada should become the 51st state, and Trudeau could become its governor.
That's just classic Trump. Trump is just on a roll right now. We also found out that just before recording this, he's going to sit down on December 8th on Sunday for an interview with Kristen Welker of NBC News, so that should be contentious.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, the thing is, like, people love not just him more than ever. Trump's approval rating is at its highest ever, I believe, at 55%. But young Americans,
it's almost 60%.
57% of Americans between the age of 18 and 29 have a favorable view of Trump. Trump, listen to this this fact. Okay?
Yeah.
Trump today is as popular as Obama was in 2008 with the youth. Who would have ever thought that?
To drive libs insane.
If you would have said that 2 years ago, you would have been laughed out of the room. But it's a fact now.
Yeah.
And he's making a difference. And this term, I believe, is going to be really a term of American exceptionalism. The team he's putting together is just absolutely f***ing top-notch, which is all the more reason that these in the Senate GOP need to get their f***ing together and grow a backbone and just approve these nominees. There's going to be so many great things happening during this term. You know, America 250, you've got the Olympics at the end, you got the World Cup here. It's just going to be, I believe, a really, really special 4 years.
The golden age is upon us.
Well, we hope. We were promised a roaring 20s, and then COVID and Biden f***ed that all up.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can establish it here in the mid-2020s. All right, this was an interesting story, and you followed this yesterday morning. Yeah. South Korea. We all woke up yesterday morning, and everyone's like, "There's martial law in South Korea." I'm like, "What the f- is going on?" So you wrote about it, you know, kind of from start to finish for people who didn't really follow it. What happened?
So the president, Yoon Suk-yeol. for last names first. Okay, so
you would think you'd say it because you are Korean.
President Yoon was kind of like 2016. It was he was barely elected, and then the opposition party took over the National Assembly, and then through he claims that they've created a den of legislative dictatorship.
Yes,
in Parliament. Yep. And he with through special investigations and impeachment. And I'm like, this sounds very familiar, You know.
Yep.
And he declared martial law. Apparently, the National Assembly could sign off on it, which is kind of weird given
I
don't like that either. Yeah. I don't like it. So they voted it out. They voted to lift it. Then the military said they'll only listen to President Yoon's order to lift it. And unfortunately, this is a very poor, it sounds like a very poorly executed martial law order. Yeah. I mean, like, no, there were no troops inside the parliament.
They should have had them stationed.
They should have had them stationed ready to go. Should have had them stationed ready to swarm the media headquarters and take over the comms and jam communications and all that. None of that happened. All the people threw a fit outside parliament. The troops couldn't get in. They tried to arrest the leaders of the National Assembly. They couldn't do that. And then finally, they just gave up. And then he's like, after 5 hours of martial law, he lifted the order. And now he's probably going to get impeached and removed. And this is a man who sang American Pie at a state dinner. How can you deny martial law to that man? It's so sad.
Yep.
But yeah, now it's done. It was a throwback to like the 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, the South Korea had like three military dictatorships, all of which, you know, left the country better off. But I guess this time nobody had the stomach for it. Unfortunately.
Yeah, well.
So now there's going to be another show over there.
Well, he's going to be impeached. Yeah. So.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the Den of Legislative Dictatorship, he said, was a national security threat against North Korean communist agents were everywhere, and he couldn't combat that.
Yeah.
So, which is true.
Yeah.
I mean, South Korea has to combat North Korean disinformation all the time.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, they couldn't get distracted by that type of stuff. It is a little bit different over there, guys. I mean, let's say we're Korean, and it was like, you know, the government thought that I was writing stories that were a little too friendly to Pyongyang, I could be thrown in jail.
Yeah. Well, they don't really have a First Amendment.
Yeah, but it's very regulated. Because they're still at war. I mean, it's an armistice. There's still a war with North Korea. You know, there's wartime conditions to consider. Yep. So, yeah, that was some good entertainment for about five hours.
He definitely f-ed that up bad. His political career is probably over.
Now they probably have some like crazy leftists in there who's like gonna be like,
well, yeah, I mean,
you could have nuclear weapons or something crazy like that.
Yeah, well, we'll see. At least we got Trump coming in to kind of calm that situation down.
Yeah,
because North Korea has been increasingly belligerent. I mean, we've been covering it consistently here.
They've been firing more rockets and missiles lately. I mean, it's been going crazy.
I mean, they've been helping Russia in their war. Like, you know, it's getting a little out of hand over there. So, what else do we got here? A lot of happenings up at the Supreme Court.
Those arguments today were insane.
Oh, my God.
Insanity.
Today they heard the first ever SCOTUS case on the medical mutilation of trans, air quote, minors. That's going to be interesting to see what happens here. It sounds like, to me, it's probably going to be a 5-4 or 6-3 vote as usual in our favor. But the leftist arguments were just crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. And you could just... The thing that really exposed for me today is that both Sotomayor and Ketanji Brown Jackson are... retards.
Yeah, Jackson was like, I'm a little uneasy with how some of my colleagues view the role of the court, which is ridiculous, which is that it should be a guardrail to this type of insanity.
Yeah.
Right? It's not meant to legislate anyway.
Right.
And then, but even worse was Sotomayor saying that cutting off someone's is akin to like complications of taking an aspirin or something. I saw something crazy like that. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, this is insane.
No, I know.
It's just insane. So, yeah, it looks like the court is going to strike, down the gender-affirming stuff. or keep those protections in place, excuse me.
Right, right.
Yeah, but, you, dude, you never know. We thought that I always bring up Obamacare. We always thought that the Obamacare vote was going to be safe. And everyone was like, oh, it looks like it's going down. Nope, it was changed because you know who?
Yep.
Mr. Roberts decided to rewrite the law.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's...
I mean, that's what he did.
Well, yeah, he
yeah.
That whole it's not a penalty.
It's taxing power. I know the government. I know the Obama administration said it's a penalty, but it's really a tax thing. Obama, and that's what he meant.
Obama was like, "Yeah, that's actually what we meant. Exactly. That's what we meant." Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
"What the f*** is this?"
Yeah.
So,
yep.
We'll see.
Yep. Biden was over in Africa, by the way.
Oh God.
And he.
Oh, he almost fell off the stage. You see that?
He was completely cooked.
Yeah.
Completely cooked. Take a listen to a couple of clips that we have here from his remarks.
Mr. President, why did you pardon your son? Moving justice way, please.
You know, with you and Angola, a vibrant city, the city I know is not Angola, but in Angola, in a vibrant city.
Well, there was only one problem. He was in Africa when he said, "Welcome to America." That was better than when he wandered off into the rainforest.
Oh my God!
He's finished, and I think this was there might be one more trip for him, I believe.
I think they got to stop it. He fell asleep during the meeting.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was out cold. He tried to hide it with his hand.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Then he was saying that the country was a city, and it's just like.
Yeah.
Also, what is he doing? Giving $1 billion to Africa
when Asheville needs it,
when North Carolinians are still homeless, and not getting the resources that they deserve from their federal government that they've paid taxes for. It infuriates me what's going on down there, and there needs to be a full clean out of anyone who had any role in this, of FEMA and all of them, because what they have done here is an absolute disgrace.
Yeah.
We have full-blown winter now moving in the east, and especially in the mountains of West Virginia,
yeah,
where there's snow and it's freezing temperatures, and these people don't have homes. They're living in FEMA tents. You know, there's going to be people that
are... They're going to die.
I don't want to say necessarily it, but like, it's a fact, but like, it's outrageous.
Yeah.
It's totally outrageous. And then Biden went crawling to Congress for more money for Ukraine, and Speaker Johnson, to his credit, said absolutely not.
Yeah.
So we will see. Speaker Johnson so far seems to be on the right track here in this lame duck session of blocking all the bullshit and just passing a little quick CR to get us through to when we have control of Congress. But it's certainly not a huge majority, obviously, because I think we have 220 seats. Takes you down to 219 because Gates is gone.
Damn it.
And then once Stefanik and Waltz are confirmed to their... administration jobs,
mm-hmm,
ambassador and NSA, a national security advisor, you're down to 217. So it'd be 217 to 215. Now, if you have any member who misses a vote, or is their plane's delayed, or they get sick, or any of that, you're unable to pass a bill.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tough, and they're going to have to manage that, and they're really going to have to work on that. Now, once we get to April, then we'll have special elections for those seats. And then we can fill those seats again and get back to 219 or 220. But, you know, in the meantime, it's going to be a little rough. And they've got a lot of legislation they need to move in the first 6 months up there. They got to pass a full budget. It's going to be
border security.
Time. Yeah.
Also, making the Trump tax cuts permanent.
Yeah, well, that's going to take a while.
But that has to be, like, if border security and finishing the wall is like a top three item, so should the tax cuts.
Well, I can tell you what's going to happen.
The horizon is on the... they're going to expire soon. We got to get
that
done.
They expire in 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Oh, yeah. 4 weeks.
So, but you can always make it retroactive to January 1st and any tax bill passed in a year.
And
but
I'm not rolling the dice in the... After the midterms. Can't do it with the midterms
coming
up.
No. It's not going to be after the midterms. But I can tell you that it's going to take a few months to pass a full budget, which they're going to have to fully work out, which is important. That is the most important thing, right, that Congress does. Then I'm assuming that they're going to put the border stuff into the full budget. That's going to be the group package
there
right there.
There we go.
Now, they could theoretically do the tax stuff with that, but that's a little riskier. And I think that they'll probably go the reconciliation route on the tax stuff, because that's usually what happens. And crafting a tax package, though, takes a while.
It does.
So I don't think that they'll pass a tax bill probably until June, maybe a little later. They may also need to wait to fill those seats, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see. But, you know, there's a lot to happen there. But they certainly understand that, you know, you can't drag this stuff out, right? No, they're going to have to move fairly quickly and consistently and doing concurrent things there in multiple different subjects. But it's going to be an interesting time.
Mm-hmm.
So also, President Trump releasing a warning the other day that if the remaining hostages that are alive in Gaza are not released by the time he takes office, there will be, quote, all hell to pay in the Middle East. So that's a good one.
Dropping Moabs in Rafa.
Yeah, I mean, it really be interesting. It'd be interesting to see, you know, what he does with that. What else do we got going on here? Oh, I love this Dem stuff that's going on with
Lindy Lee.
No. With Kamala and Obama and Pelosi didn't want Kamala. But then Joe Biden said "F- you" and endorsed her a half hour later. You wrote about this. Kind of what's going on behind the scenes there?
Well, I mean, the donor slash strategist Lindy Lee has been like going on a media tear, basically calling for an audit of Kamala's expenditures, claiming she was lied to. I mean, she knew something was up when Kamala's people were like, "We're going to win Iowa," and she was like, "What?"
Yeah,
you know, that was the first sign of trouble. She also says that if people were told the truth about this operation, none of her donors, none of the people that she got money to, you know, to none of the people that she convinced to give to the Kamala campaign, would have written any checks.
Yep.
So now she's been, you know, talking to Bill Kane and everybody, and she was like, "Oh, you know," she's also friends with Pelosi.
Yeah.
And she has deep ties to Obama world. And she's like, yeah, Obama and Pelosi did not want a coronation. They wanted a lightning primary.
Yep.
And that kind of got nuked when Biden dropped out on the 21st of July. And then 30 minutes later was like, "I'm getting behind Kamala." And it just, I mean, it kind of shows. I mean, look at Obama's rallies for Kamala in the last weeks of the election. He's obviously not in it.
Yep.
He's just there as a good loyal soldier, but he's not fired up. He was fired up for Hillary, definitely fired up for Hillary, not for her. And it just basically confirms, you know, the whole, you know, the Ethel Kennedy funeral, you know, chat that he was having, like, basically we're Joe.
Yep.
So there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of behind the scenes, low key, you know, they're preparing to like stab each other in the back over the next weeks, over the few weeks over this. So.
Yep. Yeah, it's interesting times there in the Dem party. I mean, they don't have anyone to really take over, and there's talk already of like, okay, well, is Kamala going to run again in 2028?
She said she's open to it.
I'd pray that that's the case.
Oh,
God,
yeah,
that'd be amazing.
Me? It'd be another landslide.
That would be amazing. Just last night, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals handed Trump a victory, which who would have thought you'd say that sentence?
Although he flipped that circuit, I think, in his first presidency, didn't he?
Isn't
that the, that used to be the uber liberal?
Well, remember,
right?
It depends on the 3-judge panel, right? Because that's how the circuit, in full, the Ninth Circuit is lib, but sometimes you'll get a good 3 judges together, and they did here. And actually, this case goes all the way back to the first Trump administration. And now, basically, the Ninth Circuit is saying that Trump can deport whoever the f*** he wants.
Yes.
And so they're definitely going to use that ruling. And you already have now, remember we talked about on the last episode, the mayors and the governors who were, all the Democrats were like, well, we're just not going to help the Trump administration.
That's fine.
And but they quickly are changing their tune because they talked to their lawyers who said that actually that's a felony because you can't harbor an illegal alien or a federal, you know, a criminal. And so they're all like now begrudgingly being like, except Mayor Eric Adams, who, as predicted, gladly going to work with Trump and hopefully get a pardon.
Yeah, he needs that pardon. Yeah.
Yep. What else we got going on here? Great news. Black Friday sales for firearms were through the roof. So we've got Americans arming up at great rates. So that's a very good positive. And so the lawfare stuff against Trump has all fallen apart.
Yeah. It's
Jack Smith's cases in D.C. are totally dead.
Done.
They're all dismissed, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
The documents case, the Jan 6 case, gone.
Gone.
He's running for the hills trying to hide from any investigation that may come out of this, but Jim Jordan says not so quick and told them to preserve all their documents.
Yep.
No shredding, no destroying devices, he said.
The way that, remember when Hillary destroyed her Blackberries with hammers?
Mm-hmm. And then, so you got the other two left up in New York. So the hush money case has been indefinitely adjourned.
That's going to get tossed soon.
Yes, they're moving to dismiss that. Yeah. I see a very strong case that the Court of Appeals is going to dismiss it. Well, basically, they want to hold it over until after Trump's done being president.
Yeah, 2029. It's like, no, no.
That's not how it works. No. And then the last case, the Fannie Willis case, Fannie, whatever the you want to call that.
Well, that's more of a trial about her.
Yeah.
And her alleged felonious activities.
Yes. And now today, Trump made a major move asking for full dismissal of that case. And I think there's actually a very good chance that it does get dismissed.
Yeah.
So.
She mouthed off. You know what? It was her mouthing off on the courthouse steps.
Yeah.
You know, that. I mean, that was the first. That was like, you know, like the Jenga. That was a major block to get kicked out from under her. And now, then the whole secret lovers and the expenditures and all that other noise that has absolutely derailed that case.
Well, you know, let's not forget. we talked about this when all these first started happening. Yeah. All these indictments started happening.
Yeah.
And we said, guess what? They could be very well helping make Trump president, and all of them would fail. And, you know, Trump ran the straight flush right out on the board and beat all of them.
Yeah.
And then trounced them in the election. And now, thank God, we have President Trump coming back into office.
That is an underreported aspect. That is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
That this man, who faced over 100 charges.
Yep.
Over 100 charges, has beaten every single one of them.
Yep.
I mean, initially, like, I think we said, like, he's going to get convicted of something.
Yep.
Like, that is just, that's too high a mountain to scale.
Yeah.
And praise be to God, or praise be to Allah, for some people. He has prevailed. Yep. In Salah.
Yeah, that is what you say, I think. Yep, I know.
Like, if that's not a sign, and get shot twice, well, shot once.
Shot but, once, almost but, twice.
Like, almost twice.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
that's I can't wait for the movie when this comes out in 15 years.
Well, it might be sooner than that.
Yeah,
but
might be soon. Starring Trump himself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think that the Trump administration is coming in with a vengeance, and they know what's against them, and they're not around this time, and that's the most encouraging thing about it, because, you know, the first term, we all know how that went, and the personnel issues, and Jeff Sessions.
And he admits that. He's like, you know what? He's like, listen, I should have, you know, I didn't get the right people in, and that's on me.
Yeah, yep.
So,
all right, well, I think we're going to wrap up for today here. I know a little shorter episode than I would have liked to have, but we were really tight for time today, just very busy over here. We will have episodes for you next week and on the 18th, but then we will be off 2 weeks for Christmas and New Year's. Going to take a little vacation down to the free state of Florida to the warmth. So, but two episodes coming up, one next week, one the following week. Of course, you can always go to townhall.com for all the breaking coverage of everything happening with President Trump's nominees, everything happening up on the Hill, and we got you fully covered. Of course, make sure that if you live in one of the states in which your senator is refusing to back Pete Hegseth or any of President Trump's nominees, you know, the list is out there of these traitors that are really f***ing around. I think Lindsey Graham is one of them, Joni Ernst. I think Thune came around today, so I think he's good. Mitch McConnell, of course. That piece of shit replacing Mitt Romney out in Utah, of course. Murkowski, Collins, you know, the usual suspects. Make your voices heard. Call them. Even if you don't live in their state, call them anyway and tell them to confirm President Trump's nominees, because that's the only way is that the base, the MAGA base, makes our voices heard and doesn't let these D.C. insiders run over what we gave them, the mandate for MAGA, for America, here in 2024. If you're not a Town Hall VIP yet, you definitely should be. I guarantee you will love it. Go to townhallvip.com. Use the promo code FIGHT for 60% off. Get into this exclusive club of patriots. Hopefully some of you took advantage of our Black Friday sale. So many of you Triggered listeners are VIP, and I thank you greatly for that. You fund directly what we're doing here on Triggered and what we're doing on all of our sites, the conservative journalism, and telling the truth about President Trump's agenda to save America here. So don't forget, also, 5-star ratings and reviews go a long way to helping us beat the big tech algorithm. If you'd like to reach out, email us triggered@townhall.com. If you think there's a story we missed, or if you have any feedback or comments, or your thoughts on anything going on here today in America, we'd love to hear from you. And we will be back here next Wednesday, December 11th, for another episode of Triggered.
See you then.